This is the Truth Network.
Do we really want all that water?
Right, oh, we do. We want the water. We want the noise, the fanfare, because we're at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And we also happen to be at the National Homeschool Convention. Teach Them Diligently is having their huge thing. So 4,000 folks invaded over there. Young people, strollers. But you know what? Amid all that, amid all the Secret Service and all the protocol, and all, we had to cover this whole place and make sure, you know, it was clean. We have the President of the United States here. Mr. President, I'm honored that you would grant me this interview.
It is so fantastic to be here. I appreciate you, Stu, and thank you so much for being a great American. Okay, we're all working together to make this country better. No one person could do it. I remember when I told the country that I alone had the equipment, if you will, to make this place so great, and all the folks on the other side of the reality looked at me and said, who do you think you are? I mean, what makes you think you're so special? Hey, I don't think I'm special. I just know a few things, wow. Okay? And I'm committed not to just making promises to get elected, but to making promises that I will keep, okay? And last I checked, I've actually kept more promises than I made.
Okay. He is the president, but there's a funny side and there's a serious side of this. He's also his predecessor. His predecessor is here, too, weirdly enough. I don't know how he got in. I don't know why you guys are touring together, but George W. Bush, good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Stu. I'll tell you, me and Donald have been hanging out together just like me and Clinton used to. It's so fantastic. I used to not really care too much for Donald Trump. I thought he was kind of loud and bombastic, you know, bombastic. And bomb Iran, but not bombastic, you know. But now I understand there's a method to his craziness, you know. He's got his eyes clearly on the embetterment of America.
I like that. President
he's
Bush.
He's an embetterer.
President Bush, President Trump. This is like a huge ratings opportunity. We got a studio audience here. I'm holding two books, though, by a guy named John Morgan. Let me bring in John. John, those two other guys. I mean, how do you do what you do, brother?
Thank you. It just took a lot of hard work, Stu. And
it's you put different wigs on. Your hair goes funny, doesn't it?
I know. And I love doing it. It's just been an absolute delight. It's not something I wanted to do. When somebody first suggested to me that I should become a celebrity lookalike, I just kind of gave them a look like, that's very nice. Now you go away, please. You know, because the last thing I ever wanted to do was something that would cause me to be made a fool of. I had my own fear issues, fear of man, fear of rejection, and plus, I had friends. I don't want to lose my friends, you know. He's that guy, you know, everybody wink, wink. But God challenged me. He said, listen, how do you know I don't want you to become a celebrity impersonator? And when I heard that in my spirit, I felt responsible to find out. So I fasted for 2 weeks, Stu, and then I just straight up asked God, Lord, do you want me to become a celebrity impersonator? And his answer to me, it wasn't audible, but it was so clear in my heart that it might as well have been audible. I absolutely knew that he wanted me to become a George Bush impersonator, and now I've ministered and entertained and performed all over the world, even China.
Wow, and so these...
I'm holding China, as Trump would say.
Is that where... Didn't they build a wall or something there?
That was the prototype, okay?
So this book, My Life as a Bush and My Heart for Imitating Jesus, by renowned presidential impersonator John Morgan. So if you haven't figured it out yet, folks, a little late in the game, I'm telling you, in the show, but I'm talking to John Morgan right now, who impersonates George W. Bush. Now he impersonates Donald Trump. You know, no one controversial for you, right? But he attracts big crowds. He speaks to Christian groups, but it's neat because you're not going to hear him cut filthy jokes and cuss a lot because he loves Jesus and he has a heart to use it. How can you use that as a way to witness for Christ? Tell us about that. I love the story of fasting, getting into it, but tell us how you walk that line and how you've been able to really share the gospel through humor, I guess, right?
Well, yes. At the beginning, I didn't see the spiritual connection. I thought that God was calling me to be a Bush impersonator just to humble me, just to... see if I would obey him. I don't know. But George Bush was president, and once I hung my banners on the door front, so to speak, by creating a website, I started getting calls immediately and getting hired to do corporate events. And I still do lots and lots of corporate events. I just inked a deal a few minutes ago for something out in L.A.
How about that?
And in April. And it's just so wonderful to be available for corporate and church events.
Right. In a church, that's the corporate. That, I mean, that's the whole. There was a whole. I don't know if you're on Richard Hammett's show, Ministry in the Marketplace, where that's his whole thing. You know, why aren't we going to Franklin Graham said the greatest mission field ever in history today is in the marketplace.
It's your own workplace.
That's right. And you can take a business concept to a communist, atheist, anti-God country and share the gospel like crazy, maybe even easier than planning a church there. But you're doing that by putting on a disguise, makeup, hair, and going out there as George W. Bush and now Donald Trump. And what a cool deal. So you go to these places and you do your routine. And a lot of folks listening may have seen, may have not. And kind of what happens? Tell us how it goes down quickly.
Well, people are immediately drawn because, let's face it, Donald Trump, other than Christ, is the most famous man that ever lived. And he's known in all over the world. And he's ever since he was a teenager, he had that in his mind because he's always sought media opportunities. Yeah. And so when I've got this really great wig that I had made. That's right. It cost me a fortune, but I mean, the wig maker is world class. And if you want to know who she is, I'll tell you, as long as you don't want a Donald Trump wig, because I don't want you to be my competition. But it's just been amazing. And people see this wig a mile away.
Yeah.
And because Trump, there's only one.
You can't miss it. You walk through the exhibit hall, everyone jumped and looked, and cameras came out. We're at the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters. There's all kinds of noise, all kinds of folks. There's some big fans of yours, Mr. President, right there. But he walks through with his wig, and everyone goes crazy. Everyone wants videos and pictures. He comes by the Truth booth, probably your favorite booth. I mean, just to be unbiased, Mr. President, the whole NRB is maybe the Truth Network booth.
I'll tell you what, I love that booth because you guys are so funny.
So you came by, but the wig came off in a rare moment. It's going to have to go on my Facebook page with your permission, and
absolutely.
I'll probably have to call your cabinet and get some waivers and stuff and Secret Service. But the wig came off, and suddenly your predecessor, your best buddy, George W. Bush, came out. We were amazed by that.
They were flabbergasted, okay? And these are men without flab, so it was amazing. They were gasted without the flab. And listen, for those of you that do see the post, my handle or whatever you call it is at the little A symbol, D, the letter D, and Trump Guy. So I am D Trump Guy.
At D Trump, okay. And the books are My Life as Bush and My Heart for Imitating Jesus, a man of God who loves Jesus, who's out imitating presidents. And interestingly enough, he's not giving political speeches and he's not being partisan per se. He's just being funny and get people to laugh. We don't laugh at each other enough. It used to be even politics was more like, you know, picking at each other and having fun. Now everyone's so angry, you know. And another book is, I like this, The War on Fear. What would you do if you were not afraid? Another book by John Morgan with the Duck Dynasty folks endorsing that. Your final challenge to everyone in their walk with Christ and the war on fear and your journey in the Lord. What would you challenge everyone listening out there figuring out what to do for the Lord? Or maybe someone doesn't know the Lord. What would you say?
Well, I say, everybody, if you will, just listen for a second. Imagine the entire church unafraid, obedient. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I command. Mm. And we put our fears ahead of our love for God. We listen to the real adversary. You know, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. But you know what? We often believe the thief instead of the Lord, because what we do is we let fear dictate our choices. So I have this dream of the church unafraid, imitating God, imitating Christ, living a life of love, laying down your own agenda in order to rise and be all that God created us to be. So I might be a little bush hiding under a Trump, but I've got a huge agenda.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As all the heads turn, and this, we're in a busy hallway. Everyone's looking up here. Some folks are laughing. That guy's yawning. But, you know, some sweet folks looking and saying, wow, that's the president. Stu's finally got a big-time guest on his show. But what's interesting is you're drawing attention because you're imitating someone. Imagine, when's the last time I drew attention because they saw the life of Christ on me? Exactly. When's the last time the believer radiated Jesus, salt and light? And someone said, gosh, that is Jesus. Look at the love. Look at the care. Look at the servant's heart. Amen. And really, that's kind of probably where you're going in your book.
17. Yeah. Jesus said, when we are one, the world will know that God sent me.
Well, you're a blessing. You've made this guy laugh. And much needed here toward the end of NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention, a huge fountain behind us. A lot of folks, a lot of fanfare walking over here. He's got a ton of fans. Look, there's someone snapping pictures right there. He can't get away from it. Secret Service, we can't. Right. Mr. President, you've got to please, sir, we've got to cordon this off. Okay, I'm sorry. If you didn't get debriefed in the security pat down.
Secret Service, do your job or you're fired.
Sir. Okay. Anyway, God bless you. John Morgan in the crazy website to find you, sure enough, that I can find out a little bit more about that.
JohnCMorgan.com.
Easy enough, John C. Morgan. See John Morgan at JohnCMorgan.com.
Ha! I like it.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.